Good morning.
Good morning.
I have a feeling this is going to be a fun music Sunday. There's a lot of energy in the room there, Mary. They're excited. It's good to see everybody this morning. We'd like to find out who is here today. It's very simple way we ask you to help us with that. There are pew pads on the inside aisle of every pew. We invite members and guests. Take this pew pad, write your name down, give us contact information if you choose. Send it down so everybody has a chance to fill it out. We do ask the last person, once you're done, send it back, please, to where it got started. We do ask that first person, when it comes back to you, please tear out the pages that were used today, and our ushers will collect those at the end of the service. Thank you for your help with that. Reminder about a couple of things. We are having family ministry team today at 4 o'clock. Make note of that. All music groups, no rehearsal today. They have been rehearsing for this morning, so they're taking a break this afternoon. But youth snack supper at 5:30, youth online at 6. Let's see, book club tomorrow. Make note of that. And also, we're in the last week of our book collection for Old Town Elementary. For first graders, we are collecting books that are new or gently loved books there. We're very close to our goal of 110 books. I think it was 110. And we're collecting those at the table as you come in the church. So if you're unable to get to a store and get a book, also take financial donations to help with that as well. So other things are listed there in your bulletin. Make note of those things, including Graduate Sunday is coming in 2 weeks. So if you have a graduate, high school, college, graduate school, let me know that. We want to make sure they get recognized. We've heard from most of you, but just want to make sure everybody is in that service. So let me know by June the 1st. We want to say a special welcome to our guests this morning. We're so thankful for you being a part of worship today. We have ushers that are coming down the aisles now. You gave us your information on the pew pad a moment ago. Thank you for that. If you are a guest, just raise your hand right where you are. Our ushers are going to see you. They're going to give you a packet of information. Inside this packet, you're going to find a letter from our pastor welcoming you to the church. Also, you'll find a letter. Oh, you've already seen the letter. You will find a newsletter that tells you what's happening in the life of our congregation and a little bit of the story of College Park. So thank you so much for being a part of worship this day. God's timing. Isn't it a funny thing sometimes when you just don't know what he's doing or what he's up to or how things are just supposed to fit together? But how many times have we been able to look back after we've gotten through a storm or a difficult day and we go, yep, there you were. There you were. How many times in the middle of the storm, God, where are you? And afterwards, there you were. So today, God's timing brought you to this place. In a storm, in the sunshine, or somewhere in between, God's timing brought you to this place for worship. So that through the gift of music and the gift of prayer and the gift of worship, we can celebrate him together. That's why we've come. Because God's timing is perfect. And he gives us exactly what we need right when we need it. Let's pray together. Our Father in heaven, we thank you for the gift of your presence. You always show up right on time because you have never left. May we remember this day and every day to glorify you with our voice, with our heart, with our mind, with our very lives. You continue to show up. You continue to show us your way. We love you. And we ask that you come into this place. Speak to us. May your mercy and your grace reign. And may your gospel be glorified. May your gospel be spoken and sung and heard. In Jesus' name.
Clap your hands, all you nations. Shout to God with cries of joy. How awesome is the Lord Most High, the great King over all the earth.
Come, Christians, join to sing loud praise to Christ our King. Let all with heart and voice before his throne rejoice. Praise is his gracious choice.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Sing praises to God. Sing praises. Sing praises to our King. For God is the King of all the earth. Sing to him a psalm of praise.
Come, lift your hearts on high. Let praises fill the sky. He is our guide and friend. To us he'll condescend. His love shall never end.
Hallelujah. Amen.
God reigns over the nations. God is seated on his holy throne. The nobles of the nations assemble as the people of the God of Abraham, for the kings of the earth belong to God. He is greatly exalted.
Praise yet our Christ again. Life shall not end the strain on heaven's blissful shore. His goodness will adore, singing forevermore.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Good to be here on this Music Sunday. Will you bow your heads and pray with me? Our Lord, we are so thankful for this beautiful day that you've given us, another day to be in your house. And we're thankful for the gift of music and all of those that are here giving their talents to praise your name. And we're thankful that that is another way that we can give to you part of ourselves, not just financially, but to give of ourselves and our talents to further your kingdom. We lift this service up today, and we pray that as we share the tithes and offerings here in a minute, that you will take these and bless these and use them to further your kingdom. Thank you for loving us and blessing us so much. We ask this all in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you.
Sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm have worked salvation for him. The Lord has made his salvation known and revealed his righteousness to the nations. He has remembered his love and his faithfulness to the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God.
I will sing the wondrous story of the Christ who died for me, how he left his home in glory for the cross of Calvary. I was lost, but Jesus found me, found the sheep that went astray, threw his loving arms around me, drew me back into his way. I was bruised, but Jesus healed me. Faint was I from many a fall. Sight was gone and fears possessed me, but he freed me from them all. Days of darkness still come over me. Sorrow's paths I often tread, but the Savior still is with me. By his hand, I'm safely led. Yes, I'll sing the wondrous story of the Christ who died for me. Sing it with the saints in glory, gathered by the crystal sea.
Hallelujah. I give thanks to God with everything I've got. Wherever good people gather and in the congregation, God's works are so great, worth a lifetime of study, endless enjoyment, splendor and beauty mark his craft. His generosity never gives out. His miracles are his memorial. This God of grace, this God of love, he gave food to those who fear him. He remembered to keep his ancient promise. He proved to his people that he could do what he said, hand them the nations on a platter, a gift. He manufactures truth and justice. All his products are guaranteed to last, never out of date, never obsolete, rust-proof. All that he makes and does is honest and true. He paid the ransom for his people. He ordered his covenant kept forever. He's so personal and holy, worthy of our respect. The good life begins in the fear of God. Do that and you'll know the blessing of God. His hallelujah lasts forever.
Thank you. I hear a voice. thousand ground that is our sin. So reconciliation can be.
There's this verse we read often, and it says, "Therefore, I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship." That therefore, sometimes we just kind of jump in at that therefore. Let me tell you what comes before the therefore. It says, "Oh, the depth of the riches of the wisdom and knowledge of God. How unsearchable his judgments and his paths beyond tracing out. Who has known the mind of the Lord, or who has been his counselor? Who has ever given to God that God should repay him? For from him and through him and to him are all things. To him be the glory forever. Amen. Therefore, I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship." Not because we get something out of it. Not because he's going to get us if we don't. Not because he's waiting to catch us. But because of his goodness and his grace and his mercy. That's why we offer ourselves.
When I gaze into the night sky, as I stand with me? I invite you following the service to stick around, greet one another, speak a word of encouragement to each other, speak a word of thanks to these musicians who've committed all of their time and their talents to lead us in worship today. Will you do that? Yeah, let's pray together. God, we give thanks, most of all for who you are and who you've promised to be in our life if we will just open our hearts. Father, hear our hearts now as we offer our thanks and our praise to you. Father, our words are insufficient. Even the music, as beautiful as it is insufficient, although it's closer than our words. Father, we thank you for this opportunity to know you better through scripture, through sung words, through the music that's been offered. Father, we trust it's been very pleasing to your ear. And we pray now that as we go from this place, that our lives would be very pleasing to you as well. For it's in Jesus' precious name that we pray. Amen.